Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're unpacking a fascinating study that focuses on the intricacies of arterioles, those essential blood vessels that play a crucial role in regulating blood flow and pressure. Researchers have developed a new 3D tissue-engineered model designed to mimic these small arteries. This development could have significant implications for studying vascular disorders and drug development. So, let's get into it. Arterioles, as small arteries, connect larger arteries to capillaries. They are fundamental in managing blood flow and pressure and importantly contribute to around 80% of the vascular resistance in the body. Problems with arterioles, like arteriolosclerosis, can lead to serious cardiovascular diseases, which are the leading cause of death worldwide. Inflammation plays a significant role in these conditions, so understanding arterial biology is essential for developing new treatments. In the study we are discussing today, the researchers tackled the challenge of creating a model that accurately reflects the structure and behavior of human arterioles. They specifically focused on establishing stable co-cultures of two cell types, smooth muscle cells, SMCs, and endothelial cells, ECs. These two cell types are critical for the functionality of blood vessels. The team was able to build a model with a lumen diameter of about 150 micrometers, featuring confluent layers of SMCs and ECs. The researchers used sophisticated techniques to fabricate this model, including a polydimethylsiloxane (PDMS) device and collagen hydrogels. They seeded SMCs first, allowing them to form a robust layer, and then added the ECs. This sequential seeding is crucial because it helps mimic natural tissue environments. They employed high-resolution microscopy, including fluorescence imaging and transmission electron microscopy, to confirm that their model maintained structural integrity and function. They assessed how the microvessels responded to pulsatile flow, important for simulating real-life blood flow conditions. Their findings showed that the model could mimic the contraction and dilation seen in human arterioles, which indicates that they're on the right track. Moreover, the researchers were able to demonstrate that perfusing this model with inflammatory cytokines like tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-alpha, led to increased adhesion of immune cells, an important step in understanding how vascular inflammation contributes to various diseases. But, as we dive into the details, it's important to consider some critiques of the work. An AI scientific reviewer highlighted both strengths and weaknesses in this study. On the plus side, the study presented robust methodological transparency, meaning that the processes used were clearly documented, supporting reproducibility, a key aspect of solid scientific work. However, while the research was thorough, it lacked explicit mentions regarding the availability of its datasets, which could limit access for further validation by other researchers. Now, let's briefly discuss the methods used. The researchers constructed microvessels using a detailed approach that involved layering collagen hydrogels and controlling cellular environments meticulously. They reported permeability measurements to evaluate the barrier function, crucial for understanding how substances move through blood vessels. The results indicated that the co-cultured model achieved a permeability similar to what's observed in native endothelial cells, which is promising for future applications. Despite its promise, limitations were acknowledged by the study authors. The SMCs in the model did not exhibit the desired circumferential alignment, which is important for proper contractility, a critical feature found in vivo. In addition, while the presence of smooth muscle markers indicated that SMCs maintained their contractile phenotype, functional assays confirming their contractility were not performed. A final limitation noted was that, currently, the model used unidirectional flow, which does not allow for the complexity of physiological conditions like transmural pressure changes. To conclude, this study showcases significant advancements in creating a tissue-engineered arterial model that closely mimics human vascular structures. The innovations, including the introduction of a serum-free vessel maintenance medium that prevents unhealthy cell overgrowth, stand out as vital contributions to the field. This model represents a promising platform for exploring vascular diseases and testing new therapeutic strategies in an environment that closely resembles natural physiology. It's exciting to see how this research will contribute to our understanding of vascular biology and potentially shape future treatment approaches for cardiovascular diseases. Thank you for joining me on this exploration into the fascinating world of bioimaging and vascular research. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the incredible world of science.